And today, it is a delight to welcome you to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today, we are very happy to be talking with Keely Rowan. Keely is the Wildlife Technology Program Director at Penn State Dubois, as well as a professor in the Wildlife Technology Department. Keely, thanks so much for coming in today and being on Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Now to start, Keely, would you please introduce yourself to the listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional history.
Sure. As you said, my name's Keely, and I've been at the Penn State Dubois campus for almost 25 years now.
Wow.
And I'm a Penn State alum, so I got my graduate degree at Penn State. And my husband's a Penn State alum, and two of my three kids go to Penn State. So you could probably say that we definitely bleed blue and white. I have a natural resources background that's a little bit varied. I do have my graduate degree in ecology, and I have some experience both private consulting, environmental consulting, and working for the National Park Service. So I bring kind of a diverse background to the classroom there.
Sure.
And it's fun to introduce those things to my students and work with my fellow faculty and staff that, that are in wildlife technology.
That's fantastic. And with that rich history, I'm sure that you're not a stranger to a lot of the listeners this morning. Most people probably know you or your husband or your have a family connection here, and your roots are deep.
That's very common here. Yeah. I've noticed lots of people have either taken a few classes or graduated from Penn State Dubois, or they've had classes with my kids. So definitely feel very integrated into the community. Love it here.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let's get a broad overview of the Wildlife Technology Program at Penn State Dubois. Can you tell us what it's all about?
Absolutely. So we're a pretty unique program. We're the only two-year accredited wildlife technology program in the state. We're really the only program of its kind that people in the Commonwealth can access here if they choose to stay in Pennsylvania, although we have students, especially this year, we have students from as far as Nebraska and Texas. We have a student from Wisconsin, so it's not uncommon for us to get students both throughout Pennsylvania and outside of Pennsylvania. We allow students to spend 2 years at Dubois to get their associate degree in wildlife technology. And then if it fits for them, they can actually spend a third year at Dubois and then 1 year at University Park. And in that time, they can earn both a two-year degree, but also a four-year degree in wildlife and fishery science. So we're pretty unique in that they can choose to spend 3 years with us at a small campus and then only 1 year at University Park, and they'll come out with two degrees.
That's great. You know, one of the things that I think is so appealing about wildlife technology, when you hear that being a program here locally at Penn State Dubois, it would make sense, judging by that name, that some of the wildlife technology program's instructional times are actually held in the great outdoors. Is that truly what happens? And could you share a little bit about what some of those real wildlife educational experiences are like?
Absolutely. So we are very fortunate to have hands-on, small group, high interaction to be the core strength of our program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very small class sizes. Many of our core classes have four-hour labs that go along with it, which allow us to travel to different locations, introduce students to natural resources, and alums or other professionals in the field. They may be bird banding one day, they may be learning GPS and radio telemetry in the field another day, they might be working with chainsaws in another class. So they get a lot of outdoor experience to complement that lecture experience. It's a really strong mix, we think, of theory and practice in the program.
Terrific. And our area lends itself to that type of setting.
Absolutely. So when my family moved here, we didn't know how long it was going to be, but just falling in love with the access to the great outdoors, as you called it, and natural resources. We have so many great state parks, state forests, game lands that students can have access to. And that really enriches their out-of-class experience as well as giving us resources to introduce students to.
Absolutely. Now, I understand there are a couple of wildlife visitation days coming up soon at Penn State Du Bois. Could you tell us when they are, and maybe someone's listening is interested, wants to get involved and attend those? How does that happen?
Absolutely. So we have two dedicated wildlife technology visitation days a semester. So if you missed them this semester, you can still check us out next semester or contact our admissions department. But the upcoming days are February 24th and March 28th at 10 a.m. You do need to register for these. So you can go to dubois.psu.edu or call Penn State Du Bois admissions, or you can Google Penn State Du Bois Wildlife Visitation Days and you'll be able to find us there. And it's a great opportunity to tour the campus. You get to have an overview with a faculty member. That's usually me. Mm-hmm. You get to meet our other faculty and staff at lunch. You get to meet with some of our students, and we'll do an in-depth overview about the program, financial aid, admissions, and answer any questions you have at that time.
Wow, super. Keely, in closing, our time always quickly passes us, but in closing, would you share with us what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling parts of working in the wildlife technology program at Penn State Du Bois?
I love outdoors. I love natural resources. I love recreating there. I love teaching about them. And I find that that's something that bonds all of the students and all of our faculty and staff that work in the program. So being able to share that with other people that have that strong common bond is probably one of my very favorite things. Mm. And when you take a student outside and they get to try something that maybe they've not done in the outdoors before, maybe it's their first overnight backpacking trip or seeing a salamander they never even knew existed, there's something really exciting about that. And if they come back and they tell you, oh, I went fly fishing for the first time ever and this is what I caught,
yeah,
it's just contagious, that enthusiasm. And frankly, it's a very competitive field, but it's probably the best time right now for jobs in our field, especially for those entry-level positions. There's lots of them. And being in wildlife technology allows you to go into wildlife, forestry, park management. So there's a lot of directions you can go in. And I would say it's probably the right time right now to go ahead and explore those career paths with us. And we'll be excited to have you.
Absolutely. Super. Thank you so much, Keely. Want to thank you for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection. And we look forward to hearing more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.